Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk on Thursday, the 13th of February, sponsored by the UK Investor Show. That's on the April the 25th. I'll be there if you want to hang out and enjoy all the companies presenting. Starting off with Biotrol, where you can see that the first target here has been hit after that triangle break, that target there, I suppose, normally around the 2.8 pence level. End of day close or end of week close tomorrow above 2.8 should then take the shares up to a new level, which would be the top of that rising trend channel from September 2018 up to 3.8. At this stage, the target value, while we hold above the 2.5 pence area, that was the old August resistance and will probably come in again in the same way. On to Canadian Overseas, which I did look at earlier in the week, but the reason for including it today is because we've got those favourites of ours, the solid green candle, which kicked in today, really, with this opening at the low of the day near the 200-day moving average, 0.09, and currently right at the top at 12.0.1275. Looking for 0.18 or 0.19, the top of that rising August trend channel. And the way things are going, that should happen reasonably quickly. The only slight negative at the moment is the way the RSI is at 82 and very overbought. But apart from that, the momentum seems to be very much in favour of the shares at the moment. A bit of a lap of honour for on the next stock, eTherapeutics. We just nudged the target that I gave perhaps earlier in the week, I think it was. It might have even been yesterday, but very recently, hitting that level around 8.25 pence, the intraday high. At this stage, probably looking for a bit more once the stock has wound down a bit. RSI at 94, so very overbought. Probably any support likely to come in towards the 7 pence level, which is the top of that gap from the beginning of last year. And if we can hold the shares above 7 pence, looking for a retest of initial 2018 resistance up as high as 10 pence. But obviously, we've had a vertical move and there could be a bit of consolidation in the meantime. The other coronavirus play in today's selection, which rather morbidly, we see some people on Twitter and social media willing the crisis to get worse so that the shares will go up. But that is certainly rather perverse. Current situation is that we've got the shares just above the old resistance for the stock in mid-2018, low 60s. So they bounced off that roughly that area roughly today. The old high from the beginning of the month at 58 pence. So that actually came in as support yesterday. Still looking for that target up towards £1. And really, the other plus point at the moment is the way that even after recent gains, the RSI is only barely into the overbought area. So there is scope for one final leg to the upside on this particular move towards the 2017 resistance line projection at 100 pence. Stock, which is also a lap of honour today, I think we've got three of them so far, four maybe, is Powerhouse Energy. The target yesterday was 1.2 pence when the shares, I think, were there in the 90s. Current situation, we've had a gap to the upside at through 1.3 pence. That may come in as new support in the near term, but I suppose the shares have basically hit the top of that channel from December at 1.8 pence, so that would normally be the top of the move. There is a possibility that we get a little bit more, i.e. the channel is a little bit wider than what I'd drawn initially, up to 2 pence, and 2 pence valid really while we hold above the mid level of today's range around the 1.5 pence level. But certainly bullish on the situation while we're above that gap, the opening gap today. Stock which I know a lot of people are willing up at the moment is Premier African Minerals, and seems to be coming up with the goods. Just needs to break, I suppose, the high of earlier in the week at 0.14 pence. End of day close above that, and then we're looking towards the top of a rising trend channel from the middle of October towards 0.21 pence, and really only back below now 0.11, really upsetting the recovery argument for the shares. Synergium is a stock which I covered a few weeks back, and it's actually done rather well today, and after that sort of weak pullback that we had from the 12 pence peak at the beginning of the month, all of the price action above the 200-day moving average so far this month, and that has been a good indicator of the strength of the stock. We've got the top of a rising trend channel from July as the target here, and that valued really well. We hold above the initial February peak, or most certainly valid while we hold above the initial February peak at 12.3 pence. Stock which has certainly been in the wars on a fundamental and technical basis in the recent past, hit by the doomsters, is Vesarion. Shares actually fell below 40 pence at one point earlier in the week, but we've actually snapped a January resistance line there at around the 61 pence level. And while we hold above that, there's a chance of the stock hitting the 50-day moving average at 79 pence, much as it's done all the way down, hitting the 50-day line, then coming back and then rallying to that. So we'd only really be in full recovery mode on a weekly close above that 79 pence 50-day line level. But at least for now, above 61, the chance of a little bit more on the upside for the shares. Finishing off today with Zoetic, which is rather less dramatic, but the reason for inclusion today is the way that the stock has served up a solid candle yesterday and also today broken above the 200-day moving average at 7.73 pence. While we're above that, looking for further perhaps significant gains, there is a bit of resistance there at 8.6 pence, but clearing that, still looking for a top of October trend channel target as high as 17 pence. Over the next few weeks, or perhaps next month or two. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.